The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Consider tripinsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from tripinsurance.com.
Broadcasting from Cruise 360 at the Broward County Convention Center in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Bass for Doug Parker. Is in Fort Lauderdale this week at Cruise 360, one of the largest cruise travel conferences in the world. We'll hear from Christopher Wright of the Jamaica Tourist Board, a couple of cruise line executives. But first, Stuart Shearer on the Cruise Guy joins Doug at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center. Hey, Stuart. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Matt. So, Stuart, it's been kind of a slow news week the past week, but Norwegian Cruise Lines had an announcement last week about their upcoming Norwegian Breakaway and this complex they're going to have on it. What are you hearing?
Well, what they're going to do is they're essentially going to have three decks, and they're going to have five slides. So, essentially, they're going to have NCL's largest water park at sea, following in the steps of Royal Caribbean and Carnival, where they're going to have five, you know, really looks like a blazing amount of fun with some free fall slides. You know, they're going to have a really nice sports complex, and they're going to have like the rope course, which is similar to what Carnival has, nine-hole miniature golf, which is on many ships, basketball court, rock climbing wall, and more. But they're going to just going to take a lot of this stuff and just make it in one area, and you know, at a very large scale. The slides will be, it looks like, in the center of the main pool.
And I was going to say, I'll upload the pictures of the outside pool areas on cruiseradio.net, but looking at these pictures here, it looks like there's a lot of wasted deck space.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, they have to have space in order for the slides. So there may be some, you know, overshadowed areas, and, you know, the main pool in the center of the ship may be a little crowded, but, you know, it's similar on Norwegian Epic where they have, you know, a lot of slides and a lot of open deck space for people to enjoy themselves. It should be fine.
And we're going to see Norwegian Breakaway in New York, correct?
Norwegian Breakaway is going to be in New York in April 2013, mm-hmm. followed by Norwegian Getaway, which will be home-based in Miami in 2014.
And speaking of Norwegian Cruise Lines, I know they've been having their kids-free excursion thing lately. But as for Europe, are they sweetening the deals for people who want to go to Europe for this year?
Well, what they're doing is, Doug, with the Freak Shore Excursions, it's for kids 12 and under and 50% off for kids 13 to 17. And they have to take the excursions with their parents. But what they also did is they're offering essentially about $250 for the first, you know, against the airfare of the first two on select sailings within Europe, Norwegian Epic sailings, Norwegian Jade sailings, and there are some others.
But if it's $250 off per person for select sailings, is that if you only buy the air through the cruise line?
Yes, you have to buy the, in order to get the $250 or $500, air credit, you do have to book the air, in this case, through NCL. Or your travel agent, you just have, NCL would be responsible for purchasing the air as part of the cruise package.
Okay. Celebrity Reflection, the upcoming fifth Solstice class ship. It's going to be debuting in Europe, but it'll be homeported here in Miami as well. Is there any big reveals coming up, or you know, anything we can expect? I know it's a larger ship.
Well, we know it's going to be at least 126,000 tons compared to Silhouette, which is 122,400 tons. But we did find out that they're going to have a 2,853 square foot, like a conference facility, where they're going to be able to have like ballroom, you know, ballroom layouts, conference center layouts. I mean, they're going to have, you know, banquets. So this way they can attract, you know, meetings, you know, and conventions for certain companies or businesses, wedding parties. I mean, you know, you'd be able to host, you know, up to 220 guests in a ballroom type setting. And it's going to be pretty nice because many other cruise lines have had, you know, similar, they have had meeting space and conference facilities, but this sounds, you know, with, you know, almost 3,000 square feet that, it's going to be pretty substantial.
And Stuart, back to Europe for a second. We were just talking about what NCL is doing with the $250 off of select sailing airfare. Any other cruise lines sweetening the deals?
Well, there are deals that are coming along that do include either free or reduced airfare. Royal Caribbean just announced that they're going to be providing gratuities on select ships and sailings in Europe. I mean, right now the pricing in Europe is so inexpensive. A lot of people are actually combining cruises onto their European vacations that they've already had planned because, I mean, they may be doing something in Switzerland or Austria, or they may be doing something in the Baltic areas, and then combining it with a Mediterranean, very cheap Mediterranean cruise to really, round out these sensational opportunities because, I mean, the cruise prices are so cheap. As always, it's the airfare that makes these types of trips cost prohibitive. But a lot of people, Doug, are actually digging into their frequent flyer and credit card mileage accounts. And sometimes, unfortunately, the super saver, the cheap air mile, discounts are unavailable. So people are going to have to pay, full pop. I mean, you may, for a family of four, you may spend a half a million miles in order to get a family of four to Europe. But when in the grand scheme of things, instead of paying a few $1,000s for air each, it's a substantial savings to be able to get on these cruises cheaper than they would in the Caribbean, and being able to see the best of Italy, Greece, and Turkey. 2012 is going to be a phenomenal opportunity to be able to go and experience Europe.
I've always been curious about this because there's been a lot of new ships coming out 2012, 2013, and 2014 looking ahead. What makes a cruise line go to a certain port of call?
A lot of it has to do with passenger feedback. So when cruise lines go into a port, they do very much listen to what their passengers respond back to them to determine, one, whether or not they're going to come back, whether they're going to spend more or less time there. So a lot of the passenger feedback goes into how they schedule these itineraries.
Always a pleasure, Stuart. Thanks for being here, man.
This is Cruise Radio.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being, and they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now, tripinsurance.com.
Each week we give you Porthole Cruise Magazine's Pick of the Week. If your summer plans include a cruise visit to Quebec, mark your calendars for the 45th Festival d'Est de Québec. Pretty sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. Which takes place July 5th through the 15th in downtown Quebec City. Top international musicians bring out the best of world music to the event, as more than 300 shows will be performed on 10 indoor and outdoor stages. This year's lineup includes Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, LMFAO, The Offspring, Sarah McLachlan, and dozens more. Get the whole schedule at infofestival.com. All right, let's go back down to Cruise 360. Who do you have with you?
Christopher Wright, the business development manager of the Jamaica Tourist Board. Mr. Wright, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Scott. It's good to have me here on this show.
Thank you so much. Jamaica, it's just a great place. Tell me about Falmouth and the progress going on there, sir.
This is a magnificent port that we have there, a new port that, quite a lot of the larger vessels are coming into. They are lower, the OACs. basis of the sea. And what they have actually done is to actually build a port to you know, look very similar to that small, unique town that was laid out by the British many, many years ago, with the cobblestone streets, the lattice work on the buildings, and also what is also unique in the history about it, that actually town that had running water about the city of New York. So unique walking tours, historic buildings like, you know, one of the churches there, and also some wonderful new attractions have been put in place because of the new Falmouth port.
One of my favorite places to go is Dunes Falls. Tell me about that.
That's right, Dunsborough Falls, man. Magnificent attraction there in Jamaica, and it's also in Ocho Rios, no more than about an hour and a half drive from the Falmouth port. It's certainly something that should be high on everybody's list to really go and visit. A magnificent cascading falls that rises 600 feet, and you have a guide that actually takes you up this magnificent falls.
In the past, we've heard some things about crime and so forth. Can you talk about that, and just to reassure our listeners that when they're coming to Jamaica, they're going to have a great time.
Most certainly, Scott. You know what everyone should realize, that is, you know, tourism is Jamaica's number one foreign earner. And, you know, the government has really become very strict on the harassment, on crime. You know, several years ago, we had certain incidents in Kingston that gave us a bad name. But, you know, they really, you know, clamped down on that. And what the business community have done, the youths that do not have jobs, they have started a mentoring program where, you know, they bring them in, teach them a trade that they can now go out and find a job. Also, for those who, you know, harass, they have put a resort patrol. They have, you know, they're nicely dressed with very large, you know, straw hats that assists the visitors and try to keep those, you know, who try to, you know, try to harass our visitors away. But we are, you know, and also to let you know too that the crime is actually down to 43%. So that's something we're very, very proud about. So we welcome, you know, all your listeners to come on down to Jamaica, come down to Falmouth or Newport, come on over to Ocho Rios and enjoy the magnificent Duns River Falls, Mystic Mountain, where you do zip lining, horseback riding. We also have camelback rides and dog sled tours. So there's something in Jamaica for everyone.
Well, looking forward to seeing you again soon down there. Mr. Christopher Wright, the Business Development Manager of the Jamaica Tourist Board. Thank you so much, sir, for being here on Cruise Radio.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Cruise Radio, the fastest growing cruise talk radio show in the nation.
We just stepped out of the press conference with Celebrity Cruises, and I am here with Lisa Lutoff-Perlow, Senior Vice President of Hotel Operations of Celebrity Cruises. Lisa, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So excited about Reflection. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're very excited as well. Celebrity Reflection will be introduced in October of this year, and it will be the last of our Solstice class ships. So we're very excited and a little melancholy about that all at the same time. It's going to have a lot of the terrific features that the Celebrity Silhouette has, and it will even have more wonderful features. It will have new suites. It will have new venues. It will have new Aqua class suites. It will have a new deck of staterooms. So there are a lot of new and surprising things. And it also is going to have a new conference center, which is why we were here today at the press event.
Well, that's the one question I want to ask you, too, is about the conference center. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's very different for us, and it's also very different for the Solstice class. The conference center is now located on Deck 4, and on all of the other Solstice class ships, it's on Deck 14, the Sky Conference Center. And it's also more of a ballroom design than a conference center design, which is going to enable us to not only host meetings in there, but also fully catered banquets for the first time ever for Celebrity and for the first time in the industry with its own private galley. So we'll be able to do private functions for groups or big families or anyone traveling together that might want to do so.
The big buzz here, Cruise 360, is the clear shower. Tell us about the shower.
Yes, that is the big story for the conference and also the Celebrity Reflection. We have a huge, beautiful glass shower in the Reflection Suite. It's cantilevered over the ocean, and it's full see-through glass. So our guests can see all of the beautiful panoramic views. But the one thing we have to be able be very careful about is that not only we want our guests to be able to see out, but we don't want other people to be able to see in. So we have some unique features of this glass shower. One is that it is reflective glass, so our guests during the day can see out, but no one can see in. And then at night, we have a switch and a sensor that that will automatically generate fog into the glass so that during the evening time, no one can see in and see our guests taking a shower. But it is magnificent. It's huge. It has a mosaic tile heated seat in there, entry into the bathroom or onto the veranda. So it's quite unique and beautiful.
Thank you so much, and thank you for joining us here on Cruise Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
This is Cruise Radio.
And we're here at Cruise 360 with Vicki Fried, the Senior Vice President of Sales with Royal Caribbean International. Vicki, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
You just talked about the Royal Advantage program. Tell us about that. It sounds really exciting.
Well, it really is a complete revitalization of all of our ships, and it's taking the best of the Oasis class and incorporating as many of those features back to our existing fleet. And the reason we're doing it is because we want every ship to be our best ship. And so no matter what the size or the age of the ship, we want to have a lot of the bells and whistles that the consumers have really fallen in love with on the Oasis of the Seas and incorporate as many as we can back into the rest of the fleet.
The Centrum experience, tell me about that.
Well, that's a pretty wild experience. So in some of our smaller ships, we have the Centrum. And what a Centrum is an opened atrium that is like the center part of the ship. And so now we have these aerialists that do these acrobats all throughout the evening hours, and they are like 5 decks in height, and they are coming down like not on bungee cords, but it's like dancing with these hoops. And even during the cocktail party that the captain hosts, we will have a lady hanging from there pouring champagne into the guest glasses.
I can only imagine, like when you announce that, I bet you people just run to come and watch them.
They do, and we do several shows in an evening, and as soon as the word gets out, you should see the buzz. Everybody comes to just watch these talented performers just show it all.
Speaking of words getting out, we heard that iPads are coming to the Splendor. What is the reaction to that?
Fabulous. You know, I think today's consumer, they're so addicted to their tablets and their iPads, they want to have it right there in their room, and we're going to provide them on the Splendor of the Seas. And so they'll be able to watch movies, they'll be able to see the ship's activities, they'll be able to do dining reservations, whatever they want. It's really going to be quite nice.
Thank you so much for joining us on Cruise Radio.
Thanks a lot.
That's going to do it. Don't forget, we have a Cruise Radio app. Take it wherever you go. Just go to iTunes or your Android Market and search Cruise Radio. It's got all you need. Need or want from Cruise Radio, and be sure to sign up for our instant email updates to get the very latest cruise news. Go to cruiseradio.net and fill out your email address in the upper right hand corner there. From the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, and on behalf of Doug Parker at Cruise 360 in Fort Lauderdale, this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales@cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.